public nuisance and trespass under New York state law. Tell us a bit about that litigation and any other efforts that New York City has underway to take on the private sector's contribution to climate change.
I'm happy to do that. Thank you for having me, and thank everyone for coming out to listen to us. I'm going to just, I think, briefly talk about what our litigation is, and then maybe put it very briefly in the context of some of the other things that New York City is doing. So I'm a lawyer for New York City, which means my only client and the only entity I need to worry about is New York City. The city has filed a litigation against five fossil fuel producers. They are the largest investor-owned fossil fuel companies as measured by their contribution to greenhouse gases over time. And that's BP, Exxon, ConocoPhillips, Shell, and Chevron. They are jointly contribute somewhere over time of about 11 or 12% of greenhouse gases. We have alleged that fossil fuels are being used precisely as those companies intended that they be used, and that as a result of that use, they're causing and will continue to cause and contribute to climate change. And that the city of New York is having to deal with the impacts of climate change. And it really, I think, for New York City became, we had started looking at climate change and climate change impacts around 2006, 2007. But I think it really hit home when Superstorm Sandy hit New York and really devastated large portions of the city and blacked out the entire southern Manhattan below 14th Street. And so I think that energized the city in a way that nothing before had. We are saying that defendants, and really based on a lot of documents that have been made public through Columbia School of Journalism, through other entities, that defendants knew, at least those five companies knew, at least in the early 70s, in the 70s and 80s, and probably earlier than that, that fossil fuels were going to lead to climate change impacts. And there's a lot of discussion about heat and raising temperatures, and that it would have catastrophic impacts, and that it would begin to be felt sort of around 2001, 2002. And rather than try and deal with that, the documents show that really what the companies that were suing did engaged in a campaign to question the veracity of climate change scientists, to deny connections between use of fossil fuel and climate change impacts. So as Mike said, we've asserted a public nuisance claim against the five companies. Largely, that means we're saying that the production of fossil fuel has unreasonably interfered with the rights of a large number of public, and the city is taking steps to address and protect the rights of the public. And we're focusing on heat and the impact of heat on low-income communities and the elderly. We're focusing on flood, areas that are subject to increased flooding and the number of homes that are in there. We're talking about city infrastructure and what needs to be done to protect the sewer systems, protect the subway systems, protect the way that the city functions. We didn't put a cost on that in our complaint, and so we are frequently asked, well, what are we seeking in terms of damages? We consciously didn't put a cost on it, but in our financial disclosure documents that we file when we issue bonds, we've estimated the cost over the next 10 years for programs that are either in planning or getting underway to be about $20 billion. And that's not economic losses, it's just the cost of the city of protecting the city over the next several decades. So what are we trying to accomplish here? Well, what we're trying to do is recover the damages, recover the costs that we're actually spending to protect the city from climate change. What we're also trying to do is say that those costs need to be internalized so that when you have a product like fossil fuels, you can't reap the benefits of the product and then pass on the burdens of the product, the cost of dealing with that product to society at large, and particularly to municipalities, because these are issues that that municipalities are facing really to a larger extent as they work to protect their citizens. So we're not saying you can't use fossil fuels. That's a different part of the city's efforts, but what we're saying to the companies is that if you are going to promote fossil fuels, that you need to internalize the cost that those fossil fuels are imposing on cities, and in New York City in particular. And really what we're trying to do is affect the bottom line, the financial equation for the use of fossil fuels. We've also asserted a trespass and a private nuisance claim. Those are really for city properties, and I would say our main claim is the public nuisance claim. And public nuisance has been used by municipalities really at this point for probably 100 years to address municipal ills. It's being used right now in opioids cases. It was used in tobacco cases. It's been used in pollution cases before. We are seeking to use it in this area too. We are in federal court in the Southern District of New York. And I should probably say we were in federal court in the Southern District of New York because the three United States defendants, companies, made a motion to dismiss that the judge granted in July. So we're actually now in front of the Second Circuit. And really what we were doing in this case is saying we acknowledge that Connecticut versus AEP exists. We were a factor party along with the state and others in that case. The Supreme Court has said that you cannot bring a federal common law claim seeking to impose restrictions on emissions because EPA has that authority under the Clean Air Act, and whether or not EPA exercises that authority, Congress has given it to EPA, and so EPA's authority displaces federal common law dealing with emissions. So we phrased our claim as a state common law, again, based on 100 years or so of New York state law dealing with public nuisance. And we were very careful to say that we are not suing individual emitters. We're not going after the power plants like an AEP. We're going after the fossil fuel producers. The court disagreed with us. And said that this is really a federal common law claim. You're talking about global fuel production, and you're talking about global dispersal of greenhouse gases, you're talking about global impacts of greenhouse gases, and you're really talking about emissions, because without the use of fuels and the emissions, there wouldn't be any greenhouse gases. So the court found that this claim was displaced, too. You'll hear from Vic next. He has similar cases, but different claims and different result. And I don't want to say what Vic will say, but I think it's fair to say that there is a disagreement among district courts. We will be going up to the Second Circuit, and the issue is also going to be going up to the Ninth Circuit. We are looking forward to getting in front of the Second Circuit. In the Second Circuit, I think the briefing is going to run really till sometime in March, probably. So it will be some time before we get a decision. We are optimistic that we have a claim under state law and that this is not a novel. I do want to just very briefly put it into some of the context of some of the other things that the city is doing, because this is really this litigation is about the city's resiliency efforts and trying to be able to move forward in protecting New York and New York City citizens and residents without asking them to bear all the costs that are going to be imposed. projects and these efforts are going to entail. We're also, the city has a very, I would say, strong effort to reduce its own fossil fuel footprint and to look at both transportation and buildings, which are the largest sources of greenhouse gases in New York City. And even if the United States is not going to try and address greenhouse gases, recognizing that a municipality can only do so much, but we are trying to do what we can. And so we are looking both at and taking steps. We've reduced greenhouse gas emissions by about 15%. And the goal is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the city by about 80% by 2050. Again, similar to the question of financial impacts on fossil fuel companies, and maybe that's where how to get attention, the city is beginning the process of divesting its pension funds from the fossil fuel industry. That's about a $5 billion investment across all the pension funds. And then also it's coupling those efforts with increased investment in renewable energy sources. And so there's a commitment right now to invest around $4 billion in renewable energy sources. So that also will take some time. And there's a process that has to go through either to invest, divest, or to invest. And obviously the main concern is that there's a fiduciary duty to the pensioners that rely on these funds. But we are taking steps across the board to try and reduce our investments and our support of the fossil fuel industry.